On the light at 6:30, London Light stars many well-known names of show business. Beryl Reed, Peter Brough, Eve Boswell, and Harry Locke among them.
This is the BBC for mothers and children at home. Are you ready for the music?
12:30 on Radio 1, the news in English. The Merseyside dock strike goes on. About 5,000 men met in Liverpool this morning and voted to stay out until, as they put it, their legitimate demands were met.
Good morning to you indeed. Monday the 31st of August it is today, and you're tuned to the BBC to Radios 1 and 2.
And after that, I really must leave you. The time is 4:15.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Roger Delgado, and, as the station master, Arthur Lowe.
And at the Radio 2 news desk is John Dunn.
No let-up in the fighting in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Tonight it's reported that the clashes between the two sides have spread towards the northwest of the city, with machine guns, rockets and mortars in action.
Thursday on Radio 2. John Dunn.
Hello again, good afternoon to you. Well now, does it feel any different to be on these medium waves rather than on the comfortable old long ones? No, it doesn't. However, should there be any of you who haven't been with us before, may I just say this is a going-home programme, it's a supper-cooking programme, a programme of lots of music and as wide a variety of talking points as possible. Anything but hard news and politics, and you're very welcome.
Hello again, welcome from me, John Dunn, in London. Our time, 3:03. The time in Moscow, 5:03. We're well into day 4 of Olympics 80. I tell you what I'd like to do. I would like to introduce a man who's going to hold our hand through the weary watches of the night, right through until 7:30 on our election special. Now, he is a man who knows just about everything there is to know about American elections, short of actually being president himself. And his name is Clark Todd. He's an American journalist, and he's with us now. Clark, good evening. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I must say, you mentioned earlier that you were sitting comfortably and hoped everyone else was. I think your message probably wouldn't have gone very well in Plains, Georgia, where President Carter is certainly probably not sitting very comfortably at all.
Well, as you cannot fail to know by now, the BBC has been celebrating its 75th birthday. And for more than half of those 75 years, Friday night has been music night.
Good evening, listening, Radio 2, John Dunn.
So I hope parents will bring their boys and girls, and that all grown-ups will push the children to the front.
Well, there he is. Tell us who that might be, Bob.
I've got 4 down here. Shall I give you the 4?
No, just 1.
I'll turn 1 from 4 then. My wife thinks it's Jonathan King.
Roar! So some snooker talk with Dennis Taylor after 7 tomorrow evening, and the final words this evening come from Mark Twain. Never learn to do anything, he once said. If you don't learn, you'll always find someone else to do it for you. So tomorrow from all of us, good night.